It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, the 17th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The death of a Freedom of Information campaigner, an accused hacker, is prompting a bid to change federal law on computer abuse and fraud. 26-year-old Aaron Swartz killed himself on Friday as he awaited trial for breaking into MIT's computer system to make public subscription-only academic journals in a database called JSTOR. Professor James Grimmelman at the New York Law School says that he himself probably violated the same law that ensnared Aaron Swartz, a law Grimmelman sees as a blunt instrument.
I wrote a blog a few years ago, and I needed to download a complete archive of what, so I wrote a program to do that. That's basically the same thing Aaron did. He wrote a program, downloaded a lot of articles from JSTOR.
And you thought you probably had rights to do what you did, but you weren't quite sure, so that could have been possibly a violation of the law as it stands?
I think so. I was the editor-in-chief. We didn't have written agreements with all the contributors. Without a written agreement, I am opening myself up to an ambitious prosecutor.
Critics say prosecutors were too aggressive in their handling of the Swartz case. Now Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of California is proposing a change to federal computer hacking law. Hanifa Khoury is a staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
I think it's a great first step at addressing a problem that the Electronic Frontier Foundation has been long concerned about, which is creating criminal law from the violations of terms of service or a contractual agreement you may have with an online service provider.
This is when you go online and you're presented with a big block of legalese that you're supposed to accept or not accept. You accept it, and if you violate that under the current law, you're concerned that it's actually a crime to violate that.
Exactly. So, for example, if you sign up for a Facebook account, Facebook says you promise not to put false information in your profile. So I'm 30 years old. If I put in my profile that I'm 23 years old, that's doubtful any federal prosecutor would go after a person for lying about their age on Facebook. But the fact remains that there were some courts that were interpreting that law that broadly. And the result is you get a situation like you saw in the Aaron Swartz case where we're creating, you know, potential felons out of people who really shouldn't even be in a criminal justice system at all.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation supported Swartz in his legal battle. Fakuri says while serious cybercrime has to be punished severely, the law needs further changes so minor computer infractions are not charged as felonies.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org.
People tend to use eBay's PayPal system when buying stuff online, but you'll soon see more of it out in the world. A new alliance between NCR, the cash register and automated teller company, and PayPal means you might soon pay for gas using your smartphone. And says Rick Oglesby, an analyst at the ITE Group, it won't be just feeding your car.
So what they're actually doing is they're working together to create a new way that you can check out of a restaurant where you could just, instead of waiting, you know, if you consider a situation where you're sitting at a table and your kids start acting up and you haven't seen your wait staff for quite some time, you could just pick up your phone and order the payment to be made through your phone and walk out the door so that you don't actually have to wait and give them your card or do anything like that.
The NCR PayPal effort could even lead to the ability to order your food before you go to the restaurant. Fast food, sure, but I'm thinking slow-to-cook souffle or Peking duck. And the online site Gizmodo has the one about a U.S. software developer who is secretly outsourcing his work to China, apparently so that he could goof off at work. The fellow had picked the right team in China. Before he was caught, the guy got some glowing performance reviews for his supposed work. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.